And that feeling of separation is a very transcendental experience, which is an eternal relationship. It's an eternal relationship that both keeps love for Krishna fresh and always increases it. So Shakespeare said, parting is such sweet sorrow. So this concept of being separated from someone is actually a sweet sorrow, because it causes a very intense absorption in the person, if you love them, or if you care for them. If you don't, it makes no difference. Then you say, good riddance. I'm glad that he's gone. So, and we're talking about Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna and his associates, but we'll get to how that's also relevant to us as well. So, but because there's this strong bond of love between Krishna and his associates, and Brijbasis and Krishna, therefore, when Krishna is separated from them, then they feel that separation, and that pangs of separation is there because of their great love for Krishna, in which they always want to serve Krishna and do what's actually best for Krishna. And the truth is that they know that although Krishna may first go to Mathura and then Krishna may go to Dwarka, but actually no one there really understands Krishna, and they actually can't really give him the type of happiness that Krishna wants. So they know that only they can do that. And interestingly, they never leave. Or they leave once, they go to Dwarka, or at least they come close to Dwarka, and Krishna actually meets them there. They don't stay with Krishna, they stay in Vrindavan. And so this feeling then becomes a very polarized effect, that they're feeling separated from the person that they love, and they stay separated, they stay physically separated, but that separation causes such an intense absorption that intense absorption results in many things. One is it results in a pleasure which is even superior to the pleasure of meeting Krishna. And therefore, sort of inconceivably, although, for instance, Krishna's devotees always want to be with Krishna, but they actually hanker for the pleasure of being separated from Krishna because it's greater than being with him. And of course, that's a inconceivable tattva, inconceivable principle, but that's also there. So in Jagannath, there's also a reciprocal relationship of Jagannath also feeling great ecstasy in separation from Krishna, and the form of Lord Jagannath is the type of Mahabhav, the type of physical transformations that take place in Krishna as a result of this type of separation. So there are different ecstatic symptoms, and we sing about them in the morning, the Romancha, Kampa, Ashru, hair standing on end, trembling of the body, shedding tears from the eyes. These are sort of standard sattva, eight ecstatic symptoms, sattvika vichar, ashta vichar, and they're experienced to different degrees according to one's level of spiritual advancement. But then there are other types of ecstatic symptoms that I mentioned before that you read about in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's in the mood of a devotee, and his separation from Krishna. So Jagannath is separated from devotees, and devotees are feeling separation from Krishna. That his whole body, his limbs enter into his body. like a turtle, or that his limbs become so elongated that all of the joints are like separated from each other, or the hand becomes separated from the arm by that much distance, or blood comes pouring from his... So it's a very... some of them are very difficult for people to watch. These things are only there. These things are only manifest by Lord Chaitanya and Srimati Radharani. So this, these symptoms of ecstasy are also there, and we see the symptoms of ecstasy in Jagannath and his body becoming very stiff. You see that his hands enter into his arms, his feet and his legs, and that's why he has no feet and legs, because they enter into his trunks, and his body and his head more or less just become one. His eyes expand like that, and these are Jagannath's feeling symptoms of separation from Vrindavan, and this is Jagannath's sort of response to this particular prayer. Let me just read what Krishna, how Krishna describes these moods of separation. And Hungarians have read it. This is the first volume, and it shows what happens when Krishna falls into an ecstatic swoon of separation from Vrindavan, and how gradually he's brought out of that by being taken to this Gupta Vrindavan in Dwarka. So, where is it? So, Krishna speaking to Narada Muni, he says, "It's true that when one is parted from those one loves, pure love makes one suffer within, as if from a blazing forest fire. The burning pain creates a remorse that further deepens into irrepressible sorrow. Thus at first, one seems wretched. But this anguish of separation is praised as greater than the happiness of enjoying with those one loves. Separation is so pleasing to the mind that it cannot be described. It always transforms at last into an abundance of pleasure. Only experts in tasting these moods can understand how this happens. After the pain of despair is relieved, one's heart feels fully satisfied, delighting constantly as one enjoys the great pleasure of meeting with one's beloved." This should say, as if one enjoys the great pleasure of meeting with one's beloved. "One may want to feel that separation again and may indeed feel distressed if he cannot. Thus a person who can remind one of a beloved not present is considered the most sincere and helpful friend. Please understand, when somehow made mindful of those one loves, one is given back one's life. Forgetting those more dear than one's own breath is more painful than dying. Those dear's life one can never forget, but when reminded of them in a special way, one feels happy like one who has lived a life of good fortune." I'm not reading Sanatana Goswami's commentaries because they're even a little more mind-boggling. But here Krishna explains that at first this separation feels very painful, but when one enters into it and becomes absorbed in that person whom one is remembering, then it becomes more... Can you open the windows? Okay, but you're sleeping here, so I'd rather choose between the work and the sleep. At least they're awake. Maybe you should get them to come out here and you can go work out there. So it's a very, very bewildering thing. It's inconceivable, but it's very, very wonderful. And because time is short, we should just go to what relevance of this very exalted Krishna consciousness has to do with us. Because the overall mood is that we're separated from Krishna. And we're not transcendentalists who have met Krishna, like Srimati Radharani and the Vrijvasis, and been separated from Krishna. But at the same time, we are practicing devotees. And Krishna Bahimukha Hona Bhoga Manchakali. However, it happened, we turned away from Krishna. And we are in a condition of being separated from Krishna. That we need to remind ourselves and be reminded of. So here Krishna says, the greatest misery is if you forgot, if you're in a forgetful position with the person that you love. When you're reminded of them, then you feel separation. So this is actually the principle of remembering Krishna. This is why we're meant to be remembering Krishna all the time. Satatam kirtayantomam smartavyam satatam vishnu. And to actually remember, well, yes, here we are, as Prabhupada would say, rotting in the material world. And meanwhile, there are so many wonderful transcendental pastimes, Krishna's pastimes are going on in the transcendental realm. And why aren't we part of that? And why are we here thinking that we have something of value, we're trying to enjoy something here in this material world? And so we need to be aware of this fact that we are separated from Krishna, and we need to actually feel that separation. And so Srila Prabhupada gave us this very sublime, it's both simple and at the same time very deep, explanation for the chanting the Maha Mantra. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. And when Prabhupada elaborated on that that record that he made, then Srila Prabhupada said the mood should be just like a child who is separated from his mother. So when a child either is separated or thinks that they're separated, just like when they wake up and they're immediately looking for their mother, the mother may be right there, but still they're not aware of that, then immediately they start crying. So a devotee, and he says this should be the mood by which one chants Hare Krishna. So what is mechanical chanting? When we don't chant with that mood, that we're calling out for Krishna, we're calling out for Krishna, we're calling out for Krishna's energy, O energy of the Lord, we're calling out to be engaged in service, to, you know, whole gamut of different types of services that are described in Srila Prabhupada's books. We're engaging in service here, but actually our mood of service is that we want to become reestablished and accepted by Krishna as Krishna's also eternal servant. So this sort of constant meditation, it's meant to be a meditation for Vaishnavas that one can assimilate if we actually read how is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing this mood of separation. Sure, he was chanting Hare Krishna and they were talking about Krishna and they were doing so many services, like recently that Gundicha Marjana. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially when he wasn't distracted by these other types of activities or his associate service, then he would become absorbed in this mood of Srimati Radharani being separated from Krishna. And then that's what Kaviraj Goswami explains, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's nighttime escapades in the association of Sarva Dhammadhar and Ramananda Roy were always just like when Krishna left Vrindavan. What was Srimati Radharani's mood? And it was just when he left. In other words, it was very intense. It's a new experience. Krishna has not really left. Up to then, he never left Vrindavan. Maybe he would go. There are different types of separation. There's a separation when Krishna is going out, for instance, he's going out with the cowherd boys, and he's separated from his parents. So that's one type of separation. There's another separation when Krishna's actually in the physical presence, but due to feelings of ecstasy, one doesn't know that, and that's another type of separation. But then there's another separation when Krishna actually leaves. It's not, it's just as part of his daily pastime, but when Krishna leaves Vrindavan. So, Aydina Dayadranata, He Maturanata Kadava Lakshayana, Krishna is Maturanata. He's the Lord of Mathura. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spirit of separation was same as that, very devastating, very first, as Krishna was explaining. At first, it's like a great misery. But now Krishna's gone. Krishna's never left before. Krishna's now left. And he's gone to Vrindavan. He's gone from Vrindavan to Mathura. And when you read that and hear that, then the influence of that mood rubs off. That's what's called tadatma. When you hear, it's just like electricity. If you touch an electrical wire, you become tadatma with electricity. Someone touches you, they also get the same shock, because electricity goes through you. So one of the features of transcendental sound is that according to the subject matter that one hears, shabda, then anavritina shabda, then it electrifies, it liberates a person from one's mundane identity. And it gives you the opportunity to identify with a similar type of mood. Not the same, but it's similar. So that similar type of meditation, so Srimad Bhagavatam is about that. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna consciousness in writing. So when you contact Srimad Bhagavatam, then you naturally become Krishna conscious. It's like you chant, we have experience, you chant Hare Krishna. Why do you chant Hare Krishna? To become Krishna conscious. By connection with that sound vibration, you develop so many different moods of devotion come as one goes deeper and deeper into chanting Hare Krishna. It becomes the potency of the name. In the beginning, if the chanting is not pure, then it's temporary, or at least the intensity of it is temporary. The benefit is always permanent, but it's very gradual. But then when one becomes chants purely, or chants with ecstasy and love, then that mood becomes very, very intense. And everything comes just from one thing. It just comes from chanting Hare Krishna, because ultimately everything is within the chanting of the Maha Mantra. So similarly, the same thing is there, that when we hear these moods of separation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then by hearing, by contact with that thing, then that spirit of separation, we get a feeling for what that spirit of separation is. And therefore, it's one of our main transcendental literature that Vaishnavas are meant to be associating with. I'm not saying reading, because reading is one thing, but associating and imbibing. And that way, that spirit of separation, that here I am in this material world, and what a big mistake. And now I'm separated from Krishna and back home, back to Godhead. That's why it's a motto. It's not just something on the top of the Back to Godhead magazine, but it's the motto, it's the logo of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. But you only go back somewhere as if you feel separated from it. If we feel comfortable where we are, we're in our comfort zone here in the material world, then you won't want to go back. And the only way that you can feel separated from something is if you hear about something. So if we don't hear, and if we're not in contact with Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya, then you won't want to go, then you won't feel separated. They think, well, what's wrong with this material world? I'll just stay here and be Krishna conscious here. But no, it's good to develop that mood, and we should want to go back home, back to Godhead, because that will help us awaken and develop this mood of devotional service. Okay, there's a lot more, but I can't fit it in this time. But nonetheless, devotees can make their own effort, read what Srila Prabhupada says about this Vipralamba Seva, service in separation. As the spirit or the mood by which devotees perform different types of devotional service, and which should be an underlying stratum of our Krishna consciousness, because it becomes the motivation. When you're separated, then you want to meet. When you're not separated, you don't want to meet, and then things can easily become very mechanical. Okay, we're sort of running over time. So we'll stop here, and Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Janitai Gaur Premi. Okay, Sankirtan. You can see what happens if you're Tadatma. Subhadra was never in Vrindavan. It's just because she's between Jagannath and Balaram, their ecstasy just affected her, and therefore it rubbed off on her as well.